Mercury retrograde is about to kick in, I believe, this Saturday. Right, astrologer Ann?
Yes. My goodness. On the 30th.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. So you always hear that term. Oh, no. Everything is going to go, like, you know, screwy because it's Mercury retrograde.
That's a very technical description that you gave. Yeah. Everything goes screwy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What does it mean, Ann?
Well, that's a very important technical term, actually.
Right.
And yes, it kind of does, but it's the kind of things where things go wrong, but for the right reasons, or they ultimately work out in the end. It forces us to reverse course. But as far as what Mercury retrograde is, it's the littlest planet in our solar system. It's the closest to the sun. Three times a year from Earth, it looks like it's moving backwards in the sky. And when that happens, it's been correlated over thousands of years that things happen on Earth regarding stuff such as communication, commerce, trade, contracts. And now that we're in the digital age, things such as computers and phones, all these things we depend on so much, it affects all those things.
And give it to me straight. Can I change over my banking during Mercury retrograde? Because all of a sudden, they are charging me fees, and then they're closing this one branch that I go to. It's going to be very inconvenient, but you got me terrified here.
When Mercury's retrograde, it's the time to review your options and then make the shift right afterward. This is a fact-finding time and a time to redo stuff.
But why does everything break?
So basically, Mercury is related to anything that moves fast, such as thought, as well as things with moving parts, because it's named for the ancient god of communication, who is Zeus's confidant. He had wings on his feet and on his helmet, and he could go anywhere. When Mercury's going backwards, it's as if it's pointing us toward the past, but it interferes with these things. What it has is actually our best interest at heart. When Mercury goes retrograde, what it's really doing is to say, let's get everything with moving parts operating well. You might have a computer breakdown, actually, and you might have realized, wow, I really should have dealt with this beforehand.
If I wear a tinfoil helmet, will it lessen the effects of Mercury retrograde?
I think you'd look adorable.
Perfect.
But will it lessen Mercury retrograde? Mm-hmm. You might really tune into Mercury the guy. Put some wings on that helmet, Raven.
Mm-hmm. I'm always flying, girl.
All right, it starts on Saturday. When does Mercury retrograde end so that we can resume our normal lives without fear?
Starts January 30th. It goes to February 21st. Now, the thing to pay attention with this is even in the days right before it starts and right after, they're what we call stormy in astrology, meaning things are a little wacky. And in fact, those are actually the so-called stormiest, roughest days where wild things can happen. So give it at least 2 days, either end.
I experienced some retrograde yesterday, and on the online bill toll pay program.
Mm-hmm.
Has retrograde ever been used, do you know, as a scapegoat in a motor vehicle case?
I think you need to set some precedent. Let's see what happens.
Perfect.
You mentioned that because I'm a Virgo, it's going to hit me harder. Are there certain signs that feel the effects of Mercury retrograde more intensely than other ones?
Virgos and Geminis, because both those signs are actually ruled by the planet Mercury, meaning that's the planet in charge of your sign. And Virgos, of all the 12 signs, Anna, frankly, is the one that takes it the hardest. And when Mercury goes retrograde, they have to be very zen about this, and they cannot go full steam ahead. It's a good opportunity for Virgos in particular to learn to be very zen, maybe meditate, and maybe trust that the universe is guiding them towards some better solution, because new data comes forth. And you Virgos love data. You can make better choices when you have more information.
I love stats. And Raven can tell you, I've been very zen lately.
I mean, it's been like 6 days.
6 days of zen, right?
Hallelujah. Congratulations. That's hard for Virgos.
Thank you, Astrologer Ann. It's a big deal. Thank you. If you want to visit Astrologer Ann online, you can head to her website, astrologerann.com. Thank you so much, as always.